Hey, civilians, we're here for an all-new episode of Project Runway All-Stars on AfterBuzz TV, and tonight we're going to be talking about all the superhero looks, breaking it down with you, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Ah! Hey, guys! Thanks again for joining us for Project Runway All-Stars. And tonight, you are the star. Talking with us is our awesome, awesome co-host, hey. Hannah B. Tucker.
Hello. Yes, you can find me on all social media platforms at Hannah B.E.E. Tucker.
Hey, guys, and I'm Maitha Creel. You can find me everywhere, at Maitha Creel _. And as always, we have our live chat going on. So if you have any questions or want to input any of your opinions, log in, let us know. We'll be reading them live.
Yes, for sure. Yes. And I'm your host, Michael Shirley. You can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. Michelle Uberes is not with us tonight, but she should be back next week. Ah, what did y'all think about tonight? I have so many feels about tonight's episode.
I was really excited at first, and then I hate how it ended. I'm really, really disappointed.
Is that because we fast-forwarded through it?
You're not supposed to say we actually do that.
We actually don't do that, but we were pretty pressed for time tonight. I did not at all agree with who they said won. Mm-mm. In fact, he was on my list to go home
tonight. Oh, that bad?
We're in
total disagreement here.
Yeah, I know. For me, this challenge was all about superheroes for me. Yeah. Like, I needed to see some semblance of a superhero. Like, I wanted it to be wearable so someone wouldn't be like, oh, there's, like, Comic-Con.
Yeah,
but, right. Like, I needed to see, like, a tip of the hat to something.
Superheroes. That's your thing. So this is a combination of the two things
I know.
That you love.
If any of you guys like superheroes out there, I do Marvel TV Weekly every week, Monday, 7 p.m. Shameless plug. But, yeah, I'm such a superhero comic book fan. I've been going to, like, comic book conventions, like, since I was a little kid, like, collecting comic books
and
cards.
I've seen your collection of cards.
I know. Yeah. It's, like, super big thing in my life. Uh-huh. So when I found out about today's episode, I was really amped. And I didn't even know it. I was wearing a cape. I really did not. I really had no idea.
I did it. It's a combination of fashion forward and superheroes.
A leather cape. Oh, it's been done before.
Capes. Everyone's wearing it. Kardashians are wearing it.
Oh, we did that one.
We'll get to that. But tonight, the designers were given an envelope with Rodial-based skincare phrases to inspire their superhero-themed look, and they were given $150 one day to make this. I mean, I took that into consideration when I was rating these designers.
Right.
But, I mean, we even heard Anthony say at the end of the episode, you know, I had the same amount of money as you. Some people didn't really step it up. Mm-hmm. And $150.
And some did.
Yeah.
Some did.
He did. He stepped it up. And he actually went against what was advised for him by Anne. And that, did you see that kick he threw? He's like, get out of here.
Yes.
I don't think I would do. That was very superhero of him.
Oh, what?
He was practicing his moves.
Yeah. I'm so over Anne. She can just go get in her bland boat that's a friend of elegance and go sail off in
but
the
like,
ocean.
If you notice, none of the contestants take her criticism into account. Like, maybe like two or three of them.
She's like the custodian.
She's just so serious.
The janitor there at Project Runway. Just like peeping in. Hey, what's up?
A lot of things she said today was so mean. Like, it almost wasn't, I don't know. Like, I just wasn't feeling the words, the feedback that she was giving. It was just bland, like you said. I miss Tim. I want Tim to come back.
The thing about it is that Tim is more soft in his approach.
True.
He can be very, like, strict, and he's sturdy.
I feel like he offers solutions, whereas Anne, from what I notice, is more like, you need to rethink this, or, like,
this
you know,
trash type of thing.
Tim is usually like, well, maybe if you did this to this, and she doesn't really give advice.
No.
She more, like, gives an opinion.
Which,
like,
she should give advice.
She should. I mean, today she said that, whose was it? Edmund had a taste issue. I was like, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah.
Pretty
mean. She really didn't like the idea of sequins with leather. I'm like, bitch, have you ever been to a rock and roll concert? Yeah, like, what the hell?
That's more of
like,
a personal who is opinion, this? Too.
And it's a superhero look.
Yeah, superheroes, so like, leather, yeah. sparkly, shiny, superpowers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was even telling you how the, he used those reverse sequins that we see, like, everywhere, like, mm-hmm. in Target yeah. and, like, Michael's, like, pillows made out of mm-hmm. these things. And that was really kind of a fun thing that the model could have worked on the runway.
See, yeah.
Like, she could have done, like, a swipe, and it was, like, a superpower. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, I just turned all my sequins a different color. Boom.
That's so cool.
But, yeah. like, oh, I was really unimpressed with the models. The models... there were a couple of them that had, like, superhero poses that were really great yeah. and it made their outfits look stronger. But poor, like, Amanda's model, I mean, not that that outfit was any good.
It was just kind of, like, dragging themselves out there.
They were dragging.
And can we talk about the stories for a second that they have behind these creations?
God.
It's like, you might as well not even give this cast stories because they're, like... They just make it up after they do what they want, and then they make up, like, a story for the most part.
That's mm-hmm. disappointing, because that really makes an outfit stand out to me. That really makes an outfit. I mean, Amanda's look this week, for example,
Pink
was
Diamond.
Completely...
How could you not make, like, anyone make a cool... that like, that's the coolest superhero name. Like, to
super
make,
cool.
Like, it's so self-explanatory, her, like, what you could do with that.
Superpower was...
What was it?
Happy. It was happy.
She made that so, up
but she
on
made it
stage.
At the end.
We
exactly.
all
she
saw
didn't
that.
Think of one yeah. until...
She didn't know.
Right.
But how hard is it to come up with, like, a superhero something? I mean, even as a kid growing up, you're like, I wish I could, you know, I don't know, see through certain walls or see...
Yeah,
or,
that'd
like,
be cool
the
if she did.
Ability
like,
to fly.
See through. Like a clear, because diamonds are clear, kind of clear cut, you know? That'd be so cool if she did that.
You know, added a little pink. I don't know.
It like, was just easy. She even was given a face mask with, like, a picture of, like, a model with, like, this mask. I mean, yeah. like, she could have had her muse right there in front of her in her hand.
Yeah.
You know, but...
It was very literal with the shapes and the cutting and the... I don't know.
Just didn't work
together.
I mean,
these people are creatives. So to ask them to come up with, like, a 1-2 line story about their outfit really isn't asking much.
Yeah. That's true. And like you said, they only had $150 really to spend.
Yeah.
And so
I mean,
that's...
some people might think that's a lot of money, but if you go into Mood, it really isn't a lot of money. Yeah. It really isn't. But I don't think that should be it. I mean, a lot of superheroes wear skimpy outfits.
True. That's a good
Olga in our live chat says, in the unlikely event I end up on Project Runway, which we hope you do, I'll take creative writing and marketing courses first. The ability to spin and sell a good story is at least as important as a well-designed outfit.
Yeah, when you look up and go, yeah, she makes people happy. Like, come on.
I don't really get that.
Yeah.
No.
I've seen before, like, on this show when someone was, like, freaking out about their outfit and then... they get on the runway, and the judges react, like, in a positive way instead of a bad way. And they just make up a story. And if you can sell that sometimes. Sometimes you can make up something, and they'll be like, oh, I love it even more now.
If
you know?
It's a good outfit.
Sometimes even if it's not that
sometimes
great.
You can save yourself with a story like Jude did with, I mean, it wasn't a bad outfit, but the super acid look we had tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah,
like, he was like, oh, well, I was trying to make people who didn't have hair feel beautiful. And she's like, okay, well, now I like that.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I get it. I understand. I get where you're coming from.
I didn't even notice. Oh, we can talk about it later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's go on and get into the
look. We're, like, everywhere right now.
Yeah, the first look we have up tonight is Fabio's look. I gave this 0 stars.
Ooh.
I'm like, it has to have something superhero-esque in it for me. This was, like, grandma to the max. In no way did it look like a superhero. I did think Anne's opinion was spot on, but she didn't offer any alternatives.
He even used the word grandma for the shoes. Like, that's completely as aesthetic, and I'm not a fan. And then also we saw the same, like, cape, what is it, high-low skirt last week. So I don't think he deserved to win.
I actually like this look. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't agree that he should have won, but in comparison to what was in the last, like, the bottom two, like, I would give it to him.
What was his
him
inspiration
and
word you have written
this
down?
This is snake.
Snake,
so
okay.
The print snake. On... the skirt
doesn't look like a snake print,
but it was a snake print. Like, when I saw the close-up to it, it was. And this to me looks like a very elegant look. It doesn't look grandma, doesn't look like motherly, and I do like the back.
She looked powerful to you, or strong, or like she could, like, if someone tried to rob her purse, she'd walk away with her purse.
No, this just looks. I mean, she looks like someone who wouldn't even care if her purse got stolen, because she just looks
wouldn't
that.
Even care.
Yeah, she just looks like that.
Doesn't sound very super
to me.
What about you, Hannah?
I was not a fan immediately when it walked out. Grandma, the print didn't catch my eye. The flowers, I mean, that doesn't scream snake at all to me.
No.
And again, it's something we saw him do last week as well. And I'm just not seeing the superhero element. I'll give him a... No, actually, never mind. I'm not seeing it.
Literally,
none of these looks really gave me a superhero element.
Some
either.
Of them did.
Some.
Like, next look. Let's look at next look.
Okay.
I got major Wonder Woman vibes from this evening gown. Unfortunately, the camera operators on Project Runway, like, don't realize we're trying to take full-length pictures of their outfits. So
they should show the full outfit as it is.
Yeah, so they don't always give us the best chance. But this is the best picture we could get. I thought this was inspired. It looked kind of like maybe the queen mother of a superhero or something. Like, very strong and powerful. Although, I will say that this is not sewn well.
It has that Greek vibe. And that's what Wonder Woman, in the recent film, that was her background and where she came from. So, mm-hmm. I definitely see this.
Greece?
Like, that Greek... that Greek...
The Amazons. The
vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon. There you go. But it's still similar.
I know what you're saying.
But
though, yeah.
I think... I love how she didn't go too literal with a 24-karat gold. And mm-hmm. it still shimmered. And there was kind of a blue hue to this fabric, too. Like, if you look really closely... And I thought that was so pretty in the way it flowed. But I didn't like... Helen was talking about how the cutouts were the perfect... shape they
yeah that she had done them perfectly.
Yeah, but I thought they were way too big from the back. It wasn't flattering on her at all.
Yeah, they look way too big, and I have to agree, the flowingness of this actually made it look very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
As she was walking down, I was like, okay, I can kind of see a little bit of 24 karat gold, and I'm thinking of dripping gold, and
yeah, it looks
like that
buttery.
Shimmer. Yeah, but the sides, they're a little too big for me.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind the sides.
This was everything. This top.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah.
I think this is somewhere where they did inject, actually, their word that they were given
mm-hmm.
and the superhero vibe into mm-hmm. the look, yet making it wearable.
Yeah.
We won't go back to Fabio's outfit because I could just fight with you all night about it.
No.
Next we have Edmund, who I also gave the last one 3 stars. This one I gave 3 stars as well.
Okay.
I feel like she looks more like a supervillain, and like I said earlier, the model really did a disservice to him by like showing that off. But then again, he might have told her how to walk. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a little bland, but it's elegant is kind of what Anne was talking about, but
I
love the cape. I have no problem with capes with black, like leather with sequins. Like, I don't know what she's talking about. She's like living in like Connecticut or something, I guess. I don't know what was wrong with the taste level of it. I might not have used that fabric, the black fabric that was paired with the sequins.
Mm-hmm.
That I might have changed. I actually would have rather seen like the sequins on the leather.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
like,
just about
that
to
could
say
be
that.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, I gave this 3 stars because I mean, you do see a cape. It's some sort of nod. It's not cheesy, but apparently it's been overdone.
Yeah.
That's what they said, but I think it's acceptable. I like the way he did it and incorporated it. And his thing was contouring, and so I think when he did like the two-tone with the sequins and the fabric, I think he did a good job with that concept. But overall, I think it's too glam and pretty to be a superhero.
Yeah, and let's be honest too. If we didn't see a cape tonight, we probably would have been like,
yeah. "What is it?
Where's the cape? Like, no one, none of you did a cape. Like, come on, like
or a shield,
yeah.
something."
Yeah. I do like this cape on her, and I like the fact that it is leather. And I was a little bit nervous because, I mean, we didn't get to see it fully done in the workroom.
Yeah.
And so I'm mm-hmm. like, oh God, what is he going to get? Sequins and a cape? I was like really nervous, but the end result wasn't too bad for me.
No, I thought it was like in the middle of everything. Next up, we have got Char, who was our guest last week. If you guys didn't check out that episode, you can find it on YouTube.com AfterBuzz TV competition.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I broke it all down. Y'all were out, so y'all didn't get to hang with Char.
No,
but maybe for the finale, we'll have her up.
I don't think this is Char's look.
Char's is a stripes.
Yeah.
It's a
but we can go with this one. This is Marlene's look.
This is Marlene.
I think it's a nice concept, but she's been wearing out these sleeves these like little slits. It's extremely poor execution, and I think it's safe to say she is the worst seamstress in the entire galaxy.
So sad, because I love her aesthetic and her vibe.
I know. She needs to go to fashion school and, like, learn how to sew.
Just step it up, and that would make her outfit so complete.
I have no idea how she's made it to this, to All Stars, with the way that she sews.
Could you imagine if she knew how to sew? The amazing work that she would actually be doing.
Oh, for sure.
Because I feel like that hinders her from being so creative.
She hires a seamstress and just is a designer.
Yeah, you know? Why not? You know?
She has a talent. That's the thing. You could totally do
that. I think you need to see your strengths and, like, know, you know, what you can do and what you can't do to be the most successful designer. Yeah. And if you realize your strength is designing, not actually sewing, embrace that.
Yeah.
You know, work with that. But this is not a competition for that. This is a competition where you've got to have everything. Mm-hmm. And she didn't. What did you think about this look, Hannah?
I liked the color. I thought it wasn't overdone. And I thought it still represented her magic gel theme. And the shoulders almost did it for me. I love the structured look. That's very superhero to me. And it's still very fashion forward. However, they just look so clunky and also not very well done. And
looked like they were popping out a little too much.
Yeah, it looked like it was about to fall off, maybe. But I noticed when the model put her arm up, there's a separation with the sleeve and the dress, and it looked kind of cool. So she made it like
Did
that.
Did you also, by any chance, catch that weird collar? The collar. It was like it was, I wish Michelle was here. It was like it was half sewn. And it was just really unfinished, like she usually does. But the collar, it's a blue collar. It's not really done very well.
Joyful JAJ on our live chat says that seam across the bust is awful. I like the idea of the structure. And then Olga says it's a dull discount flight attendant look.
Ooh.
The only look I truly dislike tonight.
Olga.
I think Olga, you need to join us one of these.
Yeah.
I gave this look 2 stars because I saw she had embraced the things they had told her.
Yeah.
But she just didn't do it well. Poor Marlene. But we're still kind of rooting for her. Don't know how she got here, but keep on chugging along, Marlene.
I like Marlene.
She brings something so different to the table.
Yeah, I feel like she's the most...
I'm still rooting for her.
Maybe up until today, I felt like she was the most creative person that we had. Who do we got next? Let's see. Okay, now we have got Stanley. Mm-hmm. I thought this was boring superhero grandmother.
Again with the grandmother. And his look was smoky.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I get with the overlay. But all I put was remedial. That's it. I couldn't really just grasp this.
You let him have it.
I'm sorry, Stanley.
I gave him a 0-2 for this one because I didn't, aside from the color, I didn't see any. And I mean, that's, come on.
No, Smokey, I think Smokey, sexy, very, I don't know, you're going to burn a place down or it's going to be.
Even Joshua's look was kind of smoky.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was contouring.
Tool's totally
really
your friend
great.
When you want to be smoky. I didn't see anything. He should have had things extending off, you know, like to make a fun shape.
I don't get why he decided to go with the long gown for Smokey.
He just makes really clothes for basically like older women, like women in their 40s, I feel like.
Which is fine, but maybe not for Project
Runway. I mean, for this demographic, it's not really the most exciting. We were talking earlier about how these designers were not used to quite this, like, how reserved they all kind of are.
They are. It's so quiet in the workroom. It's too quiet.
There was a point where after they were judged that they went inside the little room. And I'm like, ooh, there's going to be drama. Like something's going to happen and nothing.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, disappointed.
Okay. So then I guess this is the episode for tonight.
Yeah. I feel like Anthony's like been booked for like the drama portion of this. Yeah.
Oh, but he knows how to serve it. I mean, his clapbacks and he schools people. I'm here for it. I hope he stays till like the very end.
Yeah.
That's the only, you know.
Well, who we got up next? Let's see. Oh gosh, Amanda.
Amanda.
So bad. I mean, like, come on, you guys. How bad is this?
Well, like we said, she didn't even think of a superpower. She didn't. I feel like she just couldn't grasp Pink what she Diamond wanted to do.
And
she
been so. I feel like that's probably one of the easiest things you could get. You know, like for a superhero, like it's basically a name.
There's just
for your superhero.
Yeah, exactly.
It's heavy. It's sad. It's
too hippy dippy.
Hippy dippy. There's so many lines just crossing every which direction, and I can't.
And the model looks so frail in it. She doesn't look powerful or strong or happy. And they're like, she makes everyone happy. I'm like, she didn't make anybody happy.
She did not. What are you talking about? She wasn't even wearing a smile on her face.
Gosh. Who was it? Isaac Mizrahi told her to take it back.
Yeah, pull it tight.
Hold it back.
That made a difference.
And it looked so much
better.
That belt
was sewn so badly, it looked like a piece of duct tape had been wrapped around her waist.
No.
Because it just... Do you know what I mean? It was so crinkled because it hadn't been, like, laid down flat. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it needed to be steamed or re-sewn or what it was. But that was... She admitted in the beginning of the challenge that she was making things too hard for herself. I think that's when you, like, grab yourself by your brains and you say, okay, no, then
this
I need to do
much.
Something else. Yeah. Right. Like, you have... You know, when you acknowledge, the first step is to acknowledge the problem, right?
Yeah,
but then, like, damn.
And a lot of these, like, designers, they really didn't take the challenge as it should have been. They didn't challenge themselves. They kind of went with what
they made what
know.
They wanted to make with the fabrics they could afford. Kind of what it seemed like. I don't know. Next, this, I gave it a zero, by the way.
Yeah,
gave
she
it a
went
zero.
Home. She
This
home.
Was my favorite look of the night. I've never liked a single thing Joshua did.
I think we're all going to agree
but
tonight on
this. This was amazing. It made me so mad when I saw his little eyebrows walking back to the safe room.
Same here.
I was like, how is he not one of your standout people?
Yeah.
Like, it,
look at
and
that
you've
stance,
got,
though.
And you've got Fabio's grandmother out
Who,
there.
Who, what? Mm. Don't even.
Yeah.
No.
This really made me mad. I gave this 5 stars. I've always thought he was kind of annoying. I thought he was, like, designs are kind of, like, it's more like lingerie bikinis and stuff.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
But this really worked out, and... She looked like a superhero or a supervillain, like, in action.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
he
super
nailed it.
Cool.
As soon as I saw this walk out, I'm like, this is what I want to see everyone do.
Yeah.
Take a risk. Do something different with fabric.
It was risky.
And
it was.
But it's, like, it's something that he knows how to do, but he took it up a notch.
You
know what I mean? Like, he was, like, he stepped it up, and he nailed it. This was by far my favorite look of the night, too.
Yeah, same.
I think he was smart in playing on his strengths and then adding that to the competition, which we haven't really been seeing from any of them. I feel like it's all just been a jumbled blah. But yeah, I thought he did a great job, and I feel like this is very easy to mess up this look, and the fact that he just nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm surprised because I haven't been a fan of any of his work really so far.
Right. I thought he was all talk until I saw this.
Yeah,
and it looked really well made.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
His theme was concealer, too, and I thought that was perfect with the new... Yeah.
The colors.
So good.
Yeah.
He just knew how to do it.
I couldn't ask for anything better.
I'm glad that he didn't listen to what Anne had to say.
I am too old.
What did she say? He was like, I think this is going to be too lingerie. And then they were going back and forth about it not being clothes and not being like stylish.
If he hadn't put all that tulle on her, it would have been weird and felt out of place.
Yeah.
For sure. But because, I mean, it's about the details in fashion.
It
really is. Yeah.
This set him apart from everyone else. And now I can't wait to see what he comes up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am too. I've kind of like changed my tune.
Yeah.
All right. We have more to look forward to.
Those eyebrows.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what he does next. Let's see who we have next. Ah, we got Anthony. What a beautiful dress. But I really could see nothing inspired by Dragon's Blood or superheroes. Mm-hmm. Like, his story was kind of wonk. Let's be real.
I think it was... this is Dragon's Blood.
Yeah,
right.
Dragon's Blood.
So
unless a dragon's bleeding white.
That's what you were saying. It's like unicorn blood
maybe.
Maybe that would work. But
yeah, I didn't... It's a beautiful dress, but do you see superhero in it?
No, it's too pretty. It's too glam.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually looked up Dragon's Blood, and it's a burnt orange color, too. So I think
that you could see, like, like a Michelle Obama in this, and she's not going to be fighting crime.
Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, she would wear something like this.
I completely agree.
She would,
agree.
But she wouldn't look like Michelle Obama.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about Michelle Obama here.
I could even see a Solange Knowles.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. You know what's crazy is that I feel like with all of these designs, a lot of people either went with the cutout or with the big sleeves.
Mm.
There's a ton of them like that. But, just I mean, they're all... they're all pretty much kind of the same.
They were all hoping there'd be a fan at the end of the runway, too.
Who wouldn't want a fan at the end of the runway?
I don't do a runway unless there's a fan.
We should have
a
fan here at the show.
Like, yeah, oh my gosh, yes.
Blowing up.
We got for our outro?
Yeah,
for our
intro.
Please, can we request this? We're flying out of here.
I mean, if this dress weren't just so pretty, I would have given it no stars because I feel like he didn't take any direction. He just kind of made what he wanted to make. But I gave it 2 stars just because it is such a pretty dress.
Yeah. I gave this 3 stars. It's very beautiful.
I gave 3 as well because it was done very nicely.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the challenge. Listen to Alyssa Milano, Anthony. You'll get 5 from us next time.
There we go.
All right, let's see who we've got coming up next. All right. Yeah. We have got Ken. And this is like a super bright, flowy jumpsuit with a bald cap.
He was super acids.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see the super acid, like, the inspiration. Yeah. And, it's got, like, kind of a fluid vibe to it.
Totally.
And just the brightness is really striking. The designers seemed a little jealous of the fabric. They're like, oh, it's so bright. Yeah. I don't really see this color. I want to lick it. Like, all kinds
lick
of stuff
it.
They were saying.
Yeah. That was my favorite thing about this look, besides the neckline. Daring neckline that was a color.
Yeah.
It just stood out and was so different. And this, I feel like this is more Dragon's Blood.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say that actually. This is a color that Anthony should have used.
This kind of looks
think.
Like something Anthony would make.
Yeah.
There we go. There's our chorus. We got it back.
Oh my gosh. As the episodes go by, I feel like everyone's looks are going to start meshing with one another.
Oh man.
It's going to happen like it did last season for Project Runway, where every look started looking like Brandon's.
Someone helped each other. It was Edmund and Anthony.
So, the three wives, or what do they call themselves?
The
sister wives.
The sister wives.
You guys watch that show?
No.
I watched it for like the first time in years, and I'm like, oh my god, they all hate each other now.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I gave it 3 just because I thought it was like middle of the road. It was like good.
That's okay.
But like it was like maybe... If you look at this on TV, it kind of looked at first like there was like something else sewn here because necklace was like a backwards necklace. Mm-hmm. Did you catch
that?
Cool.
No, like because that, when you kept on mentioning that, I kept on looking at the middle of her actual dress and I was like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
I see where you're talking about.
So
now.
It cast like this weird shadow, and I thought it was like a skin tone thing. But after I saw that, like in my brain, I was like, it would have been cool if you had like maybe a pop of color like this much, you know, like just a tiny bit, you know, maybe like a red. Or orange leather, that color.
Yeah,
like
that could have been
like
where,
a couple
where her
inches.
Power would probably come out.
Texture,
yeah, maybe. Like Iron Man style, you know, like from like the heart area. Yeah, it would have been nice to see just some sort of color, maybe like another bright color or like a dyed to match situation, like a very like a leather or a wool or just something that was very similar shade.
But this was so out of his element too.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know how to design these sleeves.
Yeah, he doesn't use a lot of color either.
Oh yeah, there was a little bit of the hemline was unfinished and cut a little
Yeah,
funny,
yeah, it looks like a little short for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If maybe he would want to bring it up or bring it down, but yeah, it was kind of an awkward length for sure.
Can we talk about the bald cap?
The bald cap.
For a second?
Yeah, okay, we can talk about it.
I actually didn't notice it when she was going down. Alyssa said she didn't see either. And
I don't think Alyssa has very good eyesight. I
was so engulfed in the garment, so which is a great thing. But then we noticed when she turned around, it didn't cover all
Yeah,
hair.
We saw the ponytail sticking out the back of the ball cap. So she had like a hairy neck thing going on.
Yeah. She looked so upset.
She did
to be wearing
she
that.
Didn't look she looked mad
yeah.
that they had put her in that.
She did not
for sure.
want to be wearing that cap.
Yeah. Even when, you know, they were I think it was even when Ken was saying like, hey, this is what the ball cap is being represented.
Giving her
for
a good shake and say, bitch, do you want to get paid today? Like, what are you doing?
That's what models are for. We're canvases. You're supposed to be, you know, a blank canvas for what the designer wants to do. So that's a part of it, hair and makeup included. Or no hair.
Was not fully, but it was so much better than a lot of the stuff we
Completely.
Well, we've got two more looks tonight. Let's see who we've got next. Should have one from Kimberly and one from Char, if you guys can check. Haven't seen them come up across the screen yet. All right. Well, and I guess check.
We go with Char's look.
Yeah, I guess just check the file folder for a second. But until then, what are you guys hoping to see next week? Are you hoping to see anyone go? Are you hoping to see someone stand up or what?
I'm hoping two people get eliminated.
Two people,
maybe they could do a two in one.
I don't mind that. I feel like that like makes the designers like step it up, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like they're especially, like, crap.
Especially this season, because like we said, we weren't seeing drama. It was just so bland. We want to see more. And I think if we just stepped it up a notch, just...
And the challenges, too, I feel like maybe they could be a little bit not so something that we would see.
Yeah, and I think also for this challenge, it was a little confusing. They were trying to tie in the makeup line, and...
But it's a skincare line.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the issue. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is skincare. It's not makeup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they tried to shape it as if it is.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, unfortunately, my favorite look, well, one of my favorite looks of the night we didn't have, but
which
we'll just talk about it. Kimberly's look. It was almost like a jumpsuit, very like a silk flowy number. It was really pretty.
Was illuminating.
Yeah, her.
Oh, I thought you said eliminating.
Illuminating. Sorry.
Yeah, it was very. Her word was illuminating, and it very much was. And the pants on that were clipped to the skirt, very like 60s cool. Like, so great. I hate using the word. Kind of innovative.
It so was though.
Like with the pearls, also on the safety pins, were so pretty.
I feel like Anne told her not to use the safety pins, right?
Probably.
She said, don't use the safety pins. Wow. And she kept on going back and forth, not knowing what to do. But I'm glad she kept them.
I know.
Because that made a difference.
It worked.
Anne is like they send Anne in to, like cause all the trouble.
She's the troublemaker. She's a little troublemaker.
And then we had our guest from last week, Char's outfit, which was super easy to explain. Like a black and white flowy jumpsuit, which I thought looked really pretty.
It looks so pretty.
But yeah. I was like, is this super jail? Super burglar? Like, she looked like the opposite of a superhero. Yeah, she's like, jailbird.
Jailbird. She kind of did look, because as she was moving, like, all of the sides were moving with her. So it was a little bit flowy and airy.
What was that inspiration for Char's
again? Bee Venom.
Bee Venom.
Well, you definitely do kind of get that bee vibe from the black stripe, but... We know all about bees here at AfterBuzz, and wasn't quite up to snuff. I actually gave it 0 stars because I didn't see any of the inspiration really come through.
Okay.
If it were just based on how it looked, I would have probably given it like 2 stars.
The sides to me kind of look like a cape. Like a little bit resemblance of a cape, and as if she was going to start to fly. So I could kind of see that, right?
Too, a little bit.
A little bit of bee.
Maybe.
The stripe combination to me was just, I loved that.
Yeah, I honestly wasn't a fan of the front of the garment, but when she turned around, I saw the back of the model. I loved the figure it gave and just the shape of the garment itself. And yeah, I thought it was clever. I think she had bright yellow pumps as well. Which was a little bit too literal for me. But I saw something bright on her feet. But that was a little bit too literal for me. And the fabric, the pattern was a little bit distracting. It wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I want to see maybe more of a solid color.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, the stripes were in it for me. It. Yeah.
But she was safe, wasn't she?
Right,
she was safe.
I would put her in deserved. The safe.
Which,
safe
that's yeah. the thing that I just don't understand, how these people that were safe just didn't end up being in the top three. Mm-hmm. You know?
I totally disagreed with just about everything tonight.
I'm just shocked. I'm so shocked.
So who would have been the winner? If you guys had to choose one winner.
Joshua. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's well-deserved for him, especially since he's... We haven't seen anything like that from him.
No, yeah. No.
Joshua or Kimberly for me?
Yes. Kimberly mm-hmm. would be a close second. I felt yeah. Joshua was more superhero for sure.
Yes.
But Kimberly's, I liked it more. Like, it was obviously more wearable. Like, you couldn't wear Joshua's anywhere except for, like, a Victoria's Secret runway right. show or, like, your own bedroom.
Yeah. Or maybe Nicki Minaj. I can see Nicki Minaj wearing that.
For like, a performance, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Cardi her wear B? Some crazy stuff out on the street, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Or Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. I could see Lady her in Ken's outfit, yeah. actually.
Olga says Kimberly and Char should have been top two with Char as number one.
Why? Char's outfit Why do you like looked Char, like Olga?
It could be part
it.
Of her superpower if she could mesmerize and hypnotize, maybe with bee venom.
Oh my gosh, venom. I like that.
That is. That's
I think
approach.
That's a stretch, but so are a lot of the stories we heard tonight.
If
so.
That, yeah, if I heard that story from Char when she was talking to the judges, I think I would have liked it more mm-hmm. because I would understand yeah. the pattern in the print
the
and
story
why she did that.
Just changes everything.
It Gotta does. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make
that's
it.
That's life, you guys.
Pretty much.
Yep. Well, who would you guys have sent home? Would you have sent home Amanda?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I just am having trouble understanding her as a designer and her aesthetic. She never really stood out to me, so I guess right. so.
I yeah. Well, I had two designers circled that I would have sent home because I just don't like Fabio's stuff to begin with. I'm just mm-hmm. not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. And her, everything she's doing is like looks the same, but like just a different texture.
Yeah.
I was totally fine with her going home, but for Fabio to be the winner when he was also, like, for me, in that boat of people, it's like, bah. I just could not believe he won. It's just wrong.
Yeah, pretty.
Like, how Joshua or Kimberly didn't win that, I don't know.
I know. I agree.
I hate we don't have that picture, but the one thing I think would have made Kimberly's outfit better, and I would have totally given it 5 stars, is if they had, like, maybe, like, a cape that was, like, sewn to the back, you know, like, where it wasn't around the neck, where it was just around the back, just, like, kind of, like...
Hanging.
You know, and kind of, like, you know, just had, like, a little like bit of...
Oh, I see like what just you mean. Yeah.
Oh, like, just...
Like, sewn to the neckline a little bit. Almost like hitting. A sailor, like mm-hmm. a sailor's...
Oh, interesting.
You know, that would have been
so, like,
nice.
Long. Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that, because I feel like as she walked, it would have looked very superhero-like with that silk that she used.
Very but pretty fabric.
Who did you guys want to win?
Ooh. Like I said, I think it should have been either Joshua or Kimberly.
I agree. I'm really stuck in between those two.
I am. Yeah.
I would totally wear Kimberly's, but I think Joshua.
What about Joshua?
I'd wear Joshua.
I could see you in Joshua's. Yeah.
Where exactly would I wear to that?
Here.
Okay. All right.
Project Runway. All
stars.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. But no, I think I would have wanted to see him win. I'm super disappointed that he wasn't even
considered.
Yeah.
It's nice to be just considered at
exactly.
least.
Yeah, like exactly. Talk to us about your outfit. Like that's what we want to see. We want to hear. And they were just like, okay, you're safe. Bye.
So dismissive.
Yeah.
No more. Please, let's not do favorites. Like last
time. Well, at least he was polite enough to not walk back and be a jerk about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Because so. He know he did a good
or
job,
throw
too.
A kick.
Yeah.
Throw a kick. Kick anyone.
I did like that kick. I'd kick Anne out, too.
Feisty.
Well, you guys, we've had so much fun with you tonight. We will see you next week. Tell everybody where they can find you on the World Wide Webs, Maite.
The World Wide Webs. You guys can find me everywhere at MaiteCarrillo_.
And you can find me at Hannah B-E-E Tucker.
And you can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget, like I said, I do a superhero show every Monday with Christian Black, Carrie Lane, and we have a new co-host, Amy Cassandra. You can catch Marvel TV Weekly, where we talk about all the Marvel TV shows and what's going on there, every Monday at 7 p.m. So until next Thursday at 8 p.m., we will see you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.